Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know this has been an issue, Mr. Jackson, here in Dallas and in many other cities across the U.S. in recent days. What are we talking about here? Is this, these people who are, I mean, are they agitators? You know, how do you refer to these people and how do they fit into these protests that are going on nationwide?
Well, first, Chris, one of the things that I think is being missed by many people is their perception is that this is a organized group or a group that has a organized purpose for assisting administration. One of the things that I think everybody needs to understand is that people are out demonstrating and exercising one of the greatest gifts the Constitution ever gave us, was the gift of freedom of speech. And within that, often, and I've seen it over my 17 years of doing domestic terrorism investigations, that there are individuals or organizations that look for a way to infiltrate these peaceful and constitutionally guaranteed events. And the, you know, one of the things I know that law enforcement does, and I know that I used to do in my former career, is actually look at what their agenda was, what they're trying to accomplish as part of their agenda. Is this a criminal organization? Is it a ideological based organization that's trying to achieve some shape and form to support their ideology? Or is this something that may be new that not only law enforcement hasn't seen before, but the nation hasn't seen before?
What is their mission here? What is their end game? Let's say those who came to inject themselves into the peaceful protests in Dallas, what are they looking to accomplish?
Well, what I can say is, in the past, what I've seen from a number of demonstrations that have led into destruction, violence, or things like that, many of these groups are looking for their moment in the fame. They're looking to, in essence, create a profile that they can share with potentials to support their individual ideology, or they potentially are using it as a recruitment tool to recruit others to that ideology. And that's why it's so important and so vital for law enforcement and also those in political office to actually understand what the what they're trying to achieve as a goal. Because just laying out a blanket statement of what they're trying to achieve is absolutely a false way to look at this. You must understand what their ultimate end game is. And they can give you clues to that by statements that they're making on their social media accounts, statements that are made by individuals that are part of it. But the most important thing that law enforcement and those leaders in a position of responding to these is actually listen to what the intelligence is telling you. And if there's a failure in listening to that intelligence, then we may be missing what their entire reason for conducting these type of demonstrations or these type of incidents within that demonstration. We won't have a clue about that unless we gather the necessary intelligence.
There has been debate in recent days over whether this activity qualifies as domestic terrorism. I would say you're an authority on this topic. What would you say?
Well, what I would say right now is that you have, again, people who are hurting, looking for a way to voice not only their concerns, but also their anger at the killing of George Floyd and other incidents that have happened of lately, Breonna Taylor, Ahmed, Aubrey Ahmed. Those are all catalysts that will elicit people to use the voice and use the freedoms that the Constitution has given them. You get violence and destruction. Those, again, are individuals that are leveraging a platform that has been now established by them. And that's why it's so important before anyone jumps to conclusions on who it is or what they're planning to do or why they're doing this. You got to do the basic intelligence research to understand these individuals, to understand their history within the movements, or are all of these spontaneous? And from what I've seen so far, I think those questions really need to be answered.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on, you know, it seems like the handling of the current administration of this situation has been different than what we had seen in the recent past. Do you think that is going to be more effective in cutting back on this activity?
Well, one of the things, and this goes again to what I've previously stated, in understanding the rationale behind those demonstrating, those trying to support their ideology, is we run the risk of falling into exactly what their ideology is hoping. For example, there's some ideologies out there that are looking for a police state and that the police becomes heavy-handed. But there are also ideologies out there that are warning about the military taking over the city streets of America. And that's where it's so vitally important for those in leadership, and it doesn't matter which party they are, but those in leadership understanding exactly what the purpose and the goals of these individuals or these groups are, because they may actually be providing the necessary support that that group has always been looking for to support their beliefs. And that's why it behooves not only those in law enforcement, those in political leadership, business leadership, to actually just step back for a moment and see if their actions are next week going to be used as things on social media to support the belief. So it's very important to just understand and not fall into ready-made traps that we really shouldn't fall into.
It sounds like it creates almost an impossible situation for law enforcement.
No, I think it's not impossible, because what a lot of people forget is that law enforcement is trained to handle large crowd events. You know, if you think about it, from Super Bowl to Major League Baseball to soccer tournaments and everything, law enforcement, this is not the first time that they've been in the position to manage large crowds and prepare for any violence that may erupt as a result of those large crowds. Law enforcement is handily prepared for this. It's just not rushing into an action that then causes an equal reaction. And that's why understanding the intelligence, understanding who you're actually dealing with and what they're looking for. A great example is what Frisco Police Department did yesterday. They organized a joint protest demonstration for citizens of Frisco, which is a suburb, which is a majority white suburb. They worked with an organizer, community organizer, to pull off an event, and it was run responsibly. Police held up their end of this partnership, and as far as I've heard and seen, it went off without any issues or anything. That's where law enforcement and the community work so well together, and that's why sometimes we have to remember not getting away from the lessons that we've learned in the past and the lessons that we can prepare for in the actuality of these type of events.
That's a great example, and I feel like you've given us such better understanding of what's going on here. Mr. Jackson, thank you again so much for your time today. I look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
You're welcome, Chris, and good luck. And as I always say, we're Americans first, and we will get through this. We just need to be responsible, accountable to each other, and don't allow ideologies and other things to cause a division in us. And that includes racism or racist acts. Those all have detrimental effects on America and the whole. So I'm looking forward to dialogue and looking forward to law enforcement and others working hand in hand to resolve this situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.